Indonesia's Foreign Minister, Marty Natalegawa, has again publicly rejected Australia's turn-back-the-boats policy after reports that another boat of asylum seekers was returned to Indonesian waters in the last week. Indonesian authorities say it's the second boat to be returned in less than a month, with local media reporting there were up to 45 people on board the vessel. George Roberts is our Indonesia correspondent. George Roberts, good morning. What did the Indonesian Foreign Minister have to say about this latest boat being turned back into Indonesian waters?
Well, the Foreign Minister, Dr. Marty Natalegawa, has effectively repeated his previous criticism of the policy, which is that it effectively represents a violation of Indonesia's sovereignty by pushing boats back into Indonesian waters. Previously, they've criticised it because they feel that asylum seekers are illegally travelling through Indonesia, or many of them are. Many of them come from, say, Malaysia, illegally by boat, travel through Indonesia, and then with the sole purpose of getting on a boat to Australia. So they see themselves as a transit country, and for that reason, they think it's not fair for them to turn back, for Australia to turn back boats. So he's refused to comment on the specifics, but he's again reiterated Indonesia's displeasure with the arrangement.
I am not going to comment on the specific incident, because that's an operational matter for not for me to comment, rather from the Office of the Coordinating Ministry of Political Affairs. But on the policy itself, let me just once again put on record our rejection of policies that resembles the pushing back the boat. So, because that's such a policy is not actually conducive to a comprehensive solution to the issue.
Indonesia's foreign minister there, George Roberts. Marty Natalegawa doesn't go much on the policy, that's obvious, but he seems to think that the Indonesian-Australian relationship will get over this.
Yes, he's also sort of alluded to the situation at the moment where there is tension in the relationship over the government's handling of the spy scandal. The Prime Minister Tony Abbott's initial refusal to respond directly to Jakarta caused the President to say that he'd belittled Indonesia, and that has created some tension. So Marty Natalegawa seems to address those two issues, and he says that it's not something that will be fixed quickly, but the two countries will manage to mend those relationships if they go through the steps that Indonesia has set out.
The current state of Indonesia-Australian relations is in a difficult phase. At the same time, I am of the view that this is an aberration and not the rule, and that in due course, the relations will be back to where it has been in recent past. But as I had indicated earlier, diplomacy and foreign policy and relations among nations is a process. It's not an event. It's not something that can simply be restored willy-nilly by the adoption of certain declarations or agreements. What is needed is a gradual process of restoration of confidence, of trust, and this is where we are just now.
Marty Natalegawa again. George Roberts, there are, though, disturbing or rather confusing reports coming out of Indonesia, because in an article in the Jakarta Post today, a general, Muldoko, seems to suggest that the Indonesians have agreed to Australia's policy on pushbacks.
Yes, that's right. This is quite confusing in a way to see a defence official coming out, General Muldoko, saying that that he'd been alerted by Australian military authorities that this was the case, and that this was going to go ahead, and so therefore the military wasn't offended and knew that this was going to happen. It seems like there's sort of almost diplomacy going on at a military-to-military sort of level, and he seems more comfortable in a way with this situation of the military turning back boats than perhaps the government is. The government on many occasions, Marty Natalegawa himself in a meeting in New York, we know from leaked documents, told Julie Bishop that pushing ahead with these kind of policies would risk the trust and cooperation between the two countries. So we know the government has strongly expressed its dissatisfaction with this policy, as Marty Natalegawa did again yesterday. So it is quite surprising to see General Muldoko coming out and saying that You know, he understands that this is what the military is going to do. Perhaps that's an effort to avoid any confrontation on the high seas between the two countries.
Indonesia correspondent George Roberts.